The next patient is Kelly Turner. The last name is T-U-R-N-E-R. First name, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 59-year-old white female that is following the practice for CKD stage 3A. The patient had a laboratory workup that was done the 13th of May of 2024. Creatinine is 0.83, the BUN is 15, and estimated GFR 81. Unfortunately, we don't have a albumin creatinine ratio or protein creatinine ratio. And this is the second time that this situation happens. And I expressed to the patient the need that in order to assess the kidney function properly, we need the urine results. Period. She claims that whenever she goes to the lab, when they give her the container for the sample, she is unable to urinate. We're going to discuss the possibility of getting the urine sample prior to going to the lab. Period. Following number, arterial hypertension is out of control. Diastolic is 94. The patient claims that she hasn't been taking the medication as prescribed. She is supposed to be on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams on daily basis. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams, one tablet per day, and nifedipine ER, 30 milligrams on daily basis. The patient claims that she has been taking the medication at home, and the blood pressure readings at home have been much better than this. Period. I am asking the patient to keep a blood pressure log in order to be able to document the blood pressure at home, period. Following number, the patient is a type 2 diabetic patient. The hemoglobin A1C on May the 13th, 2024, is 6.6%, which is acceptable. Following number, in the past the patient has history of hypercalcemia. We haven't been able to document hyperparathyroidism. The serum calcium today is 3.2. The patient was placed on potassium citrate. We don't have any history of relapsing of the nephrolithiasis. We are going to order a KUB or an ultrasound of the the kidneys in order to assess the status of the kidney stones. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, cholesterol 199, HDL 58, LDL 110, and the triglycerides 180. The patient is taking rosuvastatin. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency on supplementation, and following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup. Compliance is extremely important. We emphasize the compliance, and we are going to reassess the case.